Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Back to the Waiver Wire. This is the DFS Update podcast, and I'm Tim, and joined always by my not as funny and not as good looking co-host, James. James, what's up?
What a fantastic introduction, Tim. Thanks a lot. That's the thanks I get for holding down the fort while you're away, huh?
Yeah, well, that's all you need to know, James. Everyone knows that we're twins, and I just seem to be the better looking one.
All right, fair enough. No, continue.
That's all I have to say, really.
No question, no argument there.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, you know what? I think we might just jump into it today. I'm the host, so I'll just take charge.
Yeah. Here we go.
I think we might just jump right into it. Just a quick note before we begin the podcast. We had a fantastic run coming into this week with our players of the week. We had McCollum, he got 60. Cat went massive and had 65. James Harden today had 74. Not much more you can ask for, Tim.
Yeah, James, you did a wonderful job while I was away. You did pick some very, very good players with the help of our boy, Blake Rogers. Shout out, Blake. I'm pretty proud of you.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate
you're usually it. The one who costs loses their money, but you did well. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. I thought I'd have to lift my standards while you're away. Monster scores this week, Tim. 320 plus every day. Unfortunately, 320 wasn't a catching score today, which is pretty unbelievable. But, you know, them's the breaks. We'll keep grinding and we'll get back on the horse again next week.
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's just jump into our DFS player of the week. I'm going to let you talk about him because he's your boy, James.
James Harden, Tim. I don't think you can go past him. This week he's averaging 65 fantasy points. That's out of this world, isn't it, Tim? That's guaranteed. So pretty much guaranteed he's going to go three times his value, which is fantastic news for draft stars players. It's not really a big deal for... It's not a metric used for DraftKings and FanDuel.
Yeah, but for us at DraftStars, we like to look for value about 3.5 times their value.
So he's guaranteed to go 3 times pretty much, which is pretty spectacular at his price. And you definitely get what you pay for. This man just proves every single week why he should be the MVP of this league. The way he makes his teammates better, me and Blake discussed this, all right? You weren't here. Me and Blake discussed this. The way he helps his teammates and makes them perform better... Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson weren't world beaters before they came to him. Now look at them. They're flying. All because of James Harden and Mike D'Antoni.
We always rated Eric Gordon. He just couldn't get on the court. That was his problem.
But can you believe this could be the first year ever that one team wins all the individual awards? Most improved player, maybe Clint Capella, even Eric Gordon.
No way. Nikola Jokic.
Even Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon, sixth man of the year. That's locked up, I think.
Wilson Chandler.
I don't think with Tim. No, it's not going to be a sixth man of the year for a team that doesn't even make the playoffs. But anyway... Eric Gordon, sixth man of the year. That's locked up. The voting's finished. Like, we're not going to worry about that one anymore. Coach of the year, D'Antoni.
Yeah, no, I can get around
if
that.
The Rockets end up winning 62 games as they're on pace for, that's an improvement of 20 wins from a 500 team. It's pretty fantastic in your first year at a team. And MVP of the league, James Harden. So...
And you're still not going to win the playoffs.
And they can add a ring to that. No, we'll have a talk about this a little bit later in the show, Tim. But I do think that the Rockets are a chance, and a lot of people in the media have acknowledged this now. There's 4 good teams, I reckon, in the NBA. The Cavs, the Warriors, the Spurs, and the Rockets. And the Warriors are 0-3 against all of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a fair point.
Who cares that they're 32-3 against the others, Tim? Now 33-3. After their win today against Miami. But, I digress. The Rockets are going to win it all this year. If you follow me on Twitter, you will see my little $20 bet that I put on the Rockets. Nice little $700 return. Oh, because we're all about winning money here at the Waiver Wire. I probably wouldn't advise you to put money on that, but hey, it's a little sneaky futures play. And don't worry, I'll be going all about it if that ends up coming through at the end of the year, so...
anyway,
James Harden's the DFS player of the week.
Moving on to the tool of the week. And this is the time where we ask our studio audience to please chime in.
Alright, thanks, studio audience. Shut the
fuck
up.
Gee, I love that, the studio audience. Anyway, my DFS tool of the week is James. James, you're my tool of the week because of the fact that you think that the Houston Rockets are going to win every single individual award. You're a moron.
Tim, that wasn't planned.
You're actually a moron.
We do our research at the start of the show, everyone. Tim's gone away from the running sheet over here, so...
I blindsided you, but that's how it should be.
Tim, who's the real tool of the week this week?
You. No. It has to be Draymond Green.
It does. It does.
Who else could it be? Lighting up at your team like that in the middle of a game, having a sook like an absolute child. I think someone needed to give Draymond Green his dummy back. He spat it out during the game.
Do you know what his issue, Tim, is? He's scared of the Rockets.
He's scared of the Rockets. He's scared of Tony Allen and the Memphis Grizzlies as well.
The Grizzlies do have a good record against teams that are above them.
Yeah, no, they played superbly, but Draymond, come on, mate. You cannot blow up like that, especially at someone like K Durant.
In the last quarter.
Yes, K Durant obviously isn't the best playmaker in the last quarter.
You're the best player in the NBA, is he?
As you can see by that. And that doesn't give you the license to just absolutely go ballistic and have a go at him in the middle of a game. You're supposed to be a team, you're supposed to be united, and the Golden State Warriors don't look united at the moment. Even Draymond said after the game, he said, we're not a team, we're not united at the moment.
Maybe you should go have a beer with Klay Thompson after the game, Jim. They'll sort out their problems. I don't want them to sort out their problems, let's be honest, yeah. Because Rocket's going to win it all.
Either way. Anyway, Draymond, if you're listening, I know you probably are because he likes to listen to things.
He does like to listen to the podcast.
And he likes to listen to things about himself. So, Draymond, send us your address. We'll send you the spanner.
It'll be there in the mail. International delivery does take a while.
Does cost us a little bit extra, but it's worth it.
Shout out FedEx. It'll be there soon.
Sponsor us.
Yes.
Must have players, James. It's what everyone's here for.
This way, who we got? Here, we do a 20-minute podcast, which should be focused on this, and we just talk too much shit around it.
But that's also why people are here.
Yeah, that is why people are here. Get Smatho certified.
Hashtag.
Must have players this week, Tim. Thursday, I've got an interesting little one here. Jeff Teague against your beloved Nuggets.
Nuggets trash, I don't care about them.
So it'll be he'll be nice and rested, having the week off, travelling over across the pond, as they like to say, over there, over to London. And it's going to be a big exhibition game, so they're going to have to, you know, perform well. And the Nuggets have conceded over 120 points, Tim, in the previous five games. That is fucking appalling.
Yeah, I know.
That's disgusting. That is the worst defense in the league by a mile.
Yeah, I know it is.
And Jeff Teague has been in fine form. He's just a fantastic mid-price option. He's been hitting around the high 40s mark, even snuck over the 50s a couple of games this week. And Indiana's really gelled the last couple of weeks, and I'm really happy with how Jeff's kind of running the offense over there under Nate McMillan. People were saying he wasn't a good coach and they were struggling in early December, but I think the last couple of weeks there's there's some promise there coming out of Indiana.
Well, the only problem I have here is that Nate McMillan has got them playing good basketball at home.
Yeah.
This is the furthest away from home you could get for the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, that could be in Australia.
I mean, I was actually about to say that, James. I was going to say, this is our time slot. We're going to promote, try and get the NBA to bring games here down here to Down Under.
When are the global games coming here? Bring the Spurs here. Paddy Mills.
Who would like to see us do a podcast live at a game? Well, that'd be hilarious. You wouldn't be able to hear anything, but that idea was very stupid, I apologise.
Some player interviews.
Yeah, some player interviews during the game. That's right.
When they come down here for the global games sometime soon, everyone who's listening to the podcast right now, email Adam Silver, getting his DMs on Twitter. I don't know, just do something.
No, I have been hearing rumours, though, that there may be some preseason games played against NBL teams, which is the Australian League, and we would love to see that. I'm all for that.
There's your Australian sources. There's your little sneak peek for the week.
If that was anywhere in Australia, I think we'd go. I think we'd pay tickets, pay whatever.
I could have bloody Darwin to go.
No, that's
a bit fun. People won't know where Darwin is, will they?
Yeah, they won't understand what Darwin is, James. They won't understand.
It's a long way away, everyone. It's a long way away.
It's in the middle of the outback. Yeah, everyone knows what the outback is. There's kangaroos, there's massive rocks.
Jeez, my kangaroo will be Abby's work cut out trying to carry me all the way up to Darwin, won't you, Tim?
Yeah, anyway.
Unbelievable.
All right, but anyway, back to Jeff Teague. He has been a good option. I'm not sure how he'll perform away from home. But
that's the only worry, but
I mean, he's coming up against Emmanuel Mudiay, so
yeah, who hasn't been fantastic of late.
So what can you say? I agree, James. Jeff Teague.
Friday, Tim, you've got this one, I reckon. You can take this one.
Isaiah Thomas. He did burn me the other day, but apart from that, he scored 60 plus, like every
other day. Yeah. Even today against the Raptors, he fell apart. They targeted him as part of the whole process in the fourth quarter to try and get the W, and they ran over the top of him. And Isaiah Thomas still ended up getting 48 draft sales points, Tim. So
he just looks like no one can stop him.
You
can't stop the little master, James. Averaging 49 fantasy points over the last six games. That's monumental. Especially for someone who's about 15,000. That is monumental.
Exactly. No, that's big points.
Against Atlanta, who we regularly mention have issues guarding point guards, should be another massive performance from Isaiah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't go wrong, Tim. Can't go wrong with Isaiah there, I don't think.
Do you want to hear my interesting news about Isaiah?
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, Thomas.
Yeah, Tim.
Every time someone tried to be funny on Twitter and do like Sacramento Kings and do like retweet who's better out of DeMarcus Cousins and Marc Gasol, and they'd spell one letter wrong so that, and they do hashtag NBA vote so that for All-Star voting it didn't count.
Yeah.
Well, it's just been confirmed that if you spelled Isaiah Thomas wrong, and it was a mistake that so if you forgot the A or you mixed up the I's or whatever, or you did something else, it still picked up on that.
And
it would have counted the vote.
Gee.
So well done. You are.
We've all been voting for Isaiah Thomas all along.
Yeah, so. Yeah, just thought I'd share that with everyone.
Thanks for that, Tim. Input there. Just to spice up the podcast, we've really missed you, haven't we?
I just think that Isaiah Thomas might make the All-Star game off that, and then everyone will be very disappointed because they'll be wondering who voted for him, and actually everyone did.
Funny, this social media voting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just interesting.
I think it should go, but that's just...
It's only 50% of the vote.
Make it 25%. It's a joke. The fact that Zaza Pachulia is an All-Star. And Nikola Jokic misses out. Absolute joke.
Anyway, Tim. Saturday, John Wall.
Sorry, I'm rambling. I apologise.
John Wall. Expect a high-scoring game against the 76ers. And as the bench of Washington always seems to let other teams back in. You saw today, Washington was well in control against the
What
Chicago
bench is
Bulls.
The question?
Exactly. They were well in control in some parts of that game against the Chicago Bulls, and they just let them back in. Because
there's no Jimmy Butler as well.
That bench is... And there was no Dwayne Wade either.
Yeah, jeez.
They had to win in a game winner. It's just... With the benches just less than back into games, Beal's been playing well, Gortat's been playing well, Porter's been playing well, Wall's been playing well.
McCabe's been playing well.
Well, in stretches.
Yeah.
In patches. But it's good for DFS and fantasy because the minutes he's on, he's required to attack the rim and be aggressive the whole time. He builds the lead, goes out, and then he comes back in, he's got to work it all back for it again. So he's always on his game, he's always playing hard. So I think John Wall should be a pretty good pick against the 76ers, especially since...
They're not that bad anymore.
They're not that bad anymore, exactly. And there's a lot of pressure on him at the moment. Tim, he's got to beat out Kemba Walker, Kyle Lowry and Isaiah Thomas for that starting point guard spot on the roster for the All-Star game. So it'll be interesting to see how well he performs over the next couple of weeks with that on his mind.
I just think that...
He's averaging 48 draft stars points over the last six games.
Yeah.
And today he scored 55, I think. So that goes up.
No, that has to be... has been pretty outstanding. I just think it's funny that John Wall has been one of the best players for the Washington Wizards, probably all-star caliber year, and he's probably like the fifth point guard at the moment in the East.
Well,
he's just gone under the radar completely.
Yeah, because they're not winning. The Wizards, their bench is too bad. Not only does their bench not win games for them, it loses games for them.
Yeah, they're trash. They obviously went all in for Durant, and I don't think Durant's sitting on their bench at the moment, James, so I don't know what their plan was. Anyway, moving on to Sunday. Eric Gordon. I really do like Eric Gordon here. I may talk a bit of about him, but no, I do like Eric Gordon. He's on my fantasy roster. He's a good guy. We rated him before the season started. We rated him his whole time, his whole career, really.
Yeah, we did rate him.
Just couldn't get on the court. Anyway, Harden may get a rest if the Rockets get out in front, but Gordon will still play well over 30 minutes, and he's shown that he plays well over 30 minutes. And what does he do in junk time when he plays over 30 minutes? He just splashes triples.
Yeah, just puts up triples, Tim, and
so that's 4 points. Every time he splashes, he's going to get about 10 of those. That's 40 points right there. He doesn't have to do anything else. His outside shooting and ability to get to the rack should be too much for the Nets to contain, I reckon, James.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, Tim. I definitely think that Eric Gordon will be a pretty handy option there on Sunday against the Nets, and... He's going to miss the back-to-back this week, so he didn't play today against the Charlotte Hornets, and he's missing tomorrow against Minnesota, so he'll be nice and rested coming into that game.
Well, I don't think Jeremy Lin will be playing against the Houston Rockets.
After he copped that huge blow from Dwight.
Yeah, Dwight shocked him into the next universe. He just dabbed on him hard.
I think 6 weeks out for Jeremy Lin after taking that. That's a pretty hard fall to take, I think.
Yeah, it was a massive, massive shock. I had a bit of laugh. I do. We love Dwight. we love Dwight. How can you not? It's a bit funny.
Monday. Kyrie Irving team. Interesting one here against the Warriors. It should be a pretty interesting matchup there. First in the East versus first in the West. Well, Warriors might not be first in the West by that time. Rockets could have overtaken them by then.
I've had enough of your Houston trash, James.
But Kyrie's been fantastic in like the last six or seven meetings against the Warriors, and it should be no exception, yeah? LeBron has let Love and Irving have larger roles this season, and really I didn't expect anything different. So it should be a very high-scoring contest, and expect Kyrie to be clutch again.
I got nothing else to add, James. You summed it up perfectly.
No, absolutely, I did.
Moving on to the next day, we've got Tuesday. Who do we have? Wilson Chandler. Nothing to add?
No, nothing to add.
Wednesday, Wilson Chandler has been a good, consistent option off the Nuggets bench and should be a very high-scoring affair against the Lakers because, the Lakers and Nuggets do like to score, and with the Nuggets' pitiful defense, that's going to be a high-scoring game. Wilson Chandler will take on the likes of Lowell Deng and Nick Young, and, I don't hear a contest against Wilson Chandler there. He might even play on Julius Randle as well. I don't think he's going to contain Wilson.
You know what, Tim? I just think Denver's in a little bit of trouble, and they really should be looking to the draft this year. You know what, Tim? Speaking of draft, have you heard of the new fantasy platform that's taking America by storm?
No, I haven't, James. Can you please explain it to me a bit more?
At PlayDraft on Twitter and PlayDraft.com, it's a fantastic little new service which allows you to play daily.
Wait, fantasy. Pod.
play daily fantasy contests. But not in the original format.
How is it different, James?
Instead of the normal salary games, Tim, you draft a team. So just like the classic fantasy draft that everyone loves, the favourite part of the season for everyone.
Way well put.
It's just a little different take, and it's much easier to win. It's one in four people wins on draft, Tim, which is a pretty fantastic.
Well, I'd actually like to interrupt this spiel, James, just to bring a live story.
Live story.
A live story from one of our very faithful listeners. We actually got some feedback on our promo code and draft itself, actually.
Did we?
Yeah. Didn't you read our Twitter DM?
No, I didn't read it, Tim. You'll have to fill me in.
Yeah, so one of our very faithful Twitter listeners who actually asked not to be named for some reason. No. They didn't want a shout-out. Had too many, apparently. Anyway, they said that they used the promo code, worked well. And do you know how much they deposited, James?
How much?
They deposited $600. And do you want to know how much they get back for that, James?
From my calculations, Tim, you would have received $600 for free.
$600.
That's pretty handy.
And do you know what he did with that $600?
He won more money.
He put $200 on a snake contest in draft, and he won. Do you know what he turned that into?
How much did he make?
$1,800,000.
That's pretty handy.
Just like that. Just in a click of the fingers.
That's a holiday.
He put in $600, and how much does he get, James? $2,400.
Well, that's insane. If someone wants to use our promo code, win some games on draft, and pay for our flights over like that to America, we can come stay with you all and everything. That'd be pretty handy. But
just like that, you can have $2,400,000 just from depositing $600.
That promo code is WaiverWirePod, Tim, all in capitals, no spaces, and deposit $600 up to $600 and receive up to $600 free.
That's fantastic.
With your friends over at PlayDraft.
That's actually absolutely fantastic. Anyway, back to Wilson Chandler. Yes, no, James. The Nuggets need to go to the draft again. There is apparently five cornerstone players in this draft, two of them being point guards. Is it the time to move on from Manu Mudiay? We'll find out. I don't know.
We'll find out, Tim.
I don't know the answers. Only Tim Connolly knows.
Wednesday, Tim. See, I do have in here Nicholas Batum.
Yes, I do like Nicholas Batum.
But he is injured at the moment, so this is depending on if he plays or not. But
if not, we're going to go for Dwight dubbing on Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Most fantasy points.
Wednesday. The Blazers are the worst defensive team in the NBA, so it's a pretty handy matchup for the Charlotte Hornets. And Batum is the do-it-all guy in Charlotte. Also, this is a revenge game. He's going to try and absolutely destroy the Blazers, his former club. So he's averaging 18-7-7 at the moment. It's a pretty good starting point for any player. So if he gets that and goes a little bit above his averages, triple-doubles up. It's a pretty handy 60 points for a very low-cost option there in Nick Batum. And,
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
That'll be handy points there, I think, in your lineup.
We interrupt this program to live messages from the police who are actually searching for Derek Rose before the Knicks game. They couldn't find him. And now he's been found. Apparently he's returned home.
That's unbelievable, Tim. He's just... If you had him in your DFS lineup, that's costly. Just disappeared without notice on the day... just before the game. The team didn't even know where he was. Let alone the issues for his with his safety and his whereabouts and his well-being. DFS is pretty important, Tim. We'd like to know if you're not going to be around for the game.
If no one realised this was part of the Valley Picks Points of Difference notes and, well, alerts and police sirens. So we have... That was just Derek Rose saying that he should be back now, really.
We were going to say that if you're desperate, you can pick up Brandon Jennings. With Derek Rose returning back to the Knicks camp, I think, barring a suspension, should be all good. Won't need to worry about Jennings.
Watch Nikola Jokic missed out the last game, actually.
Yeah, with the illness.
With the illness, there's a bug going around the NBA, it seems to be. Good strike down a player at any time, but... Especially incubated on a plane for about 14 hours, I think it is, for the flight over between America and London. I wouldn't have a clue how long it would take, but he would have been incubating with his Nuggets teammates, so watch out.
Yeah, watch out for the Nuggets.
Watch out if there's any injuries before the game, if there's any late outs.
Just a couple more notes going through here. Montrezl Harrell, team, should just be a lock in your DFS lineup. I think he's averaging around 26 or something since... Clint Capella went down, and at 5,000, you can't go wrong there.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's a steal.
Going five times his value, that's super handy. And for some reason, it was only in 43% of teams today, Tim. That's 57% of people who aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And just another quick one, Jeremy Lamb.
If Batum does miss time.
Yeah, does play well in Batum's absence. He does start, played around 28 minutes today against the Rockets. So, pretty handy option there. We'll score above 20. Can score, rebound, get assists. He does a little bit of everything. It does put points on the board for fantasy and some good value there.
And just on another note, a really sad note here. Anthony Bennett was again waived by the Brooklyn Nets. All right, James, that's enough of that.
Just a moment, so I'm fancy, please, Tim. This podcast was way too long.
We'd have to cut it off at 20 minutes, James, so we can't do that. But I really feel for him. Number one pick in the draft, he obviously couldn't live with the expectations. He actually did play a couple of good games at Brooklyn, and I did actually consider picking him up for my DFS lineup at one point. That's how... I really did like his game. Power man. Hopefully he gets picked up and he can turn his career back. Because they must be super mad right now that the Cavs that, you know, Giannis and Antetokounmpo went to pick 15. Look at the Greek freak now.
Yeah.
Anthony Bennett went to pick one. Oh, well, I think that's all we've got time for here, James. That's over 20 minutes.
Yeah, way over 20 minutes. We're going to cut this down a little bit. Thank you for joining me, Timothy. That's been the DFS update.
And we'll see you all next week.